Israel and Judah. Chapter 27. Naaman the Syrian. Syria lay to the north of Palestine. It was bounded on the east by the Euphrates and the desert of Palmyrene, on the west by the Mediterranean Sea, Phoenicia, and Cilicia, and on the north by Cappadocia. It was about the size of Scotland. Haran, the place where Abraham stopped on his way to Canaan, was in Syria. Haran was the city of Nahor. Nahor was Bethuel's father. Bethuel the Syrian was Rebekah's and Laban's father. Isaac married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And when Jacob, Rebekah's son, fled from the fury of Esau, his mother told him, "Flee to Laban my brother to Haran." And Jacob fled into the country of Syria. After Israel had come into the land of Canaan, among the idols that they served were the gods of Syria. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim, and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord, and served not him. David defeated the Syrians of Damascus, slaying 22,000 of them, and put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Hadadezer king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David, and brought gifts. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. When Absalom had killed his brother Amnon, he fled to Geshur in Syria and stayed there 3 years. So Absalom fled, and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. For your servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, "If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord." Solomon brought horses and chariots out of Egypt for the kings of Syria. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. Asa, of Judah, sent a present of silver and gold by which he induced the king of Syria to break his league with Baasha of Israel, and to help Asa. And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. And Baasha king of Israel went up against Judah, and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and you, and between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent unto you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your league with Baasha king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Macha, and all Cinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah, and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin, and Mizpah. Elijah was directed to anoint Hazael king over Syria. And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria." Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, came up with 32 kings and besieged Samaria. But 232 princes of the provinces led a sortie out of Samaria, and the Syrians fled, and Ben-Hadad escaped on a horse. The next year he came again, and the children of Israel went against the Syrians, and pitched before them, like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. The battle was joined, and of the Syrians 100,000 footmen fell in the battle. Ben-Hadad first fled to Aphek, and then surrendered to the king of Israel. 3 years afterward there was war again with Syria, in which Ahab, of Israel, was killed. The next mention of Syria is, 2 years afterward, in our lesson. Naaman was captain of the host of the king of Syria. A great man with his master, and honorable, also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in, and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto you, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may recover him of his leprosy. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them, and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman had his own ideas of how things should be done, and if he could not have it that way, he would not have it done at all. He was not the last person of that kind. Many people present their petition to the Lord, and they have their minds all made up about how it will be answered, and then if they do not receive it that way, they do not recognize that the Lord has answered their prayer at all. And there is often actual harm done by would-be revivalists in giving instruction, especially in regard to conversion. Many are brought to see their great need of salvation, of conversion, and honestly and earnestly inquire the way, and then the revivalist will perhaps undertake to tell them how they may know when they are converted, when they are accepted of God. They are told that they will feel a certain way, that they must obtain a certain kind of feeling, etc., etc., and the poor souls are left to look long and wait for that particular feeling, so they are set to follow a will-o'-the-wisp instead of the word of God. This is all wrong. No man can tell another how that other will feel when he is converted. More, no converted person can make an unconverted person to understand how he himself felt when he was converted. The conversion of a soul is by the power of God through his Holy Spirit, and it passes all understanding. The converted soul understands it, in a measure, but he cannot make another to understand it in any measure, and for any one to undertake to tell the seeker for salvation just how he will feel, or just what to expect, is only to mislead, and perhaps plunge into despair a soul for whom Christ died. What then shall we tell the seeker to do? Tell him what Christ tells to all. Tell him, Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Tell the people that, and it will be all right, because it is the word of him who saves sinners. We may tell also that we know that it is true, because we asked of him the Holy Spirit, and he gave it. We sought the Lord, and we did find him. We knocked, and he did open unto us, and we know it. Tell this, and when they seek him they will find him, and then they will know it, and not till then can they know it. Oh, never set a human example before a soul seeking salvation. Point him to Christ. There he is. He waits to be gracious. Seek, and you shall find him, and then, oh the peace, the joy in the Holy Ghost, none can know but him who receives it. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said unto you, Your face, Lord, will I seek. Thank heaven for the religion of Christ, a religion that converts the soul. Naaman turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near, and spoke unto him, and said, My father, if the prophet had bid you do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather then, when he says to you, Wash, and be clean? How reasonable! And Naaman was won by it. Would that all men were as ready to act upon the suggestion as was Naaman the Syrian. If men were bidden do some great thing by which the terrible leprosy of sin might be taken away, would they not do it? How much more then when a fountain is open to all for sin and uncleanness? In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness, free to all. And he says, Wash, and be clean. Then he went down, and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. But until he had dipped himself the seventh time, he was not clean. If he had gone away after the sixth time, he would still have been a leper as before. This is the very lesson that is taught by the Savior in that place where he tells us to seek, and we shall find. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him? And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give you. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. It is earnestness, importunity. Not that he would teach that the Lord is hard to be entreated, but that we should be importunate, even as Jacob of old. I will not let you go, except you bless me. How much more when there is no place else to go? There was no water but that of Jordan to cleanse Naaman. There is no fountain but that of Calvary to cleanse the sinner. We all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. And we all must be cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. A.T. Jones.